Clive is dealing with some baby mama drama. Human and zombie relations are getting tense. And Ravi and Liv are going to bop, bop, bop to the top. We're getting muy caliente on iZombie, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
This is not what you would salsa to.
Right.
It's like keeping up with the Kardashians.
Like, yeah, it's like
it's Kim Kardashian on Dancing with the Stars. If you know, you know. What's up, guys? We're back for another episode of iZombie. It's the final season. Boom. So you know they're bringing it hard. Obviously, I am not the wonderful Ali Nasta. She will be back with us next week. But I am your girl, Drew Jones, and I am here with some of my favorite ladies. So introduce yourselves.
Hey, guys. What's up? I am Nakia Monet, and shout out to everybody that's in the live chat. Keep it coming. Keep all the predictions coming. I see you guys. I'm going to try to shout you guys out a little later.
Yes.
And I'm Shantiera here. What's up, guys?
What is up? Tonight's episode did not disappoint. I feel like it's the iZombie that we know and love.
I missed it.
Same. We're going to talk about the episode. We are going to give you guys some special segments, do some zombie history or zombie facts, if you will.
Yes.
Shantiera is going to kill it with the news and gossip.
Woo-hoo.
And we got some brain food tonight.
Yes.
Which was exciting. So let's kick it off with the murder. For this episode, the crime, we get introduced to Nancy and Gulliver.
Love his name.
I know.
Gulliver.
It's just like, it sounds like gullible.
That's what I thought they were saying at first. I'm like, oh, it seems Gulliver.
And
love
it. Like, kill. But they are two codependent salsa dancers who die on green juice.
That's a fear of mine because I love green juice. I don't want anybody to kill me. No, it's really interesting because when the show started, I love like when the show starts with like a murder because you never know how it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So when she drank it first, I was unsure. I'm like, wait, how's this happening? When they both choked. So I'm like, wait, did they kill each other? Did she kill him? So it was really interesting.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting them to go out like that. Green juice. I figured when she was going to the bathroom, he'd hear her scream or something like that. But yeah, I thought it was a really good episode, and I love the way it had a little twist, the way it ended, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, our girl, Liv, is the one who takes the brain. I was kind of disappointed that her and Ravi didn't take the brain.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, same.
Was he not on zombie mode, or?
I guess not. I guess he was human in that moment.
Yeah.
Although I did really like the dynamic of him just kind of being over her, like, codependency and her just being very, like,
you know what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I feel like they had a lot of fun on this episode. I feel like they spent more time teaching Ravi how to salsa dance, more so than, like, really focusing on, like, the murder.
Yeah.
But it was still fun.
Can we please talk about that dance sequence?
Listen.
Because Clive.
Killing it.
Who knew he had hips?
Right.
And that those hips can move.
Yeah. He's, like, slim thick, so I was like, he can dance.
He always has to wear, like, the tight muscle shirt.
Yes.
So he has a really great physique. And, like, you mentioned earlier, Drew, you were like, he's smiling because he never smiles in the episode because he's always fed up with Liv and Ravi.
Yeah.
So to see them having a good time and they're dancing and they're teaching Ravi how to dance was pretty cool.
They were
cool,
having a great time. This is definitely part of like a little bit of news, but Liv said that this was actually her favorite episode, and I could see why.
It was fun.
I enjoyed like seeing them dance.
It was a lot of fun. It was fun seeing her in her like outfits and like the wig. And they were Juliet and Jake, or Fred and Ginger.
Fred and Ginger. I love when they're trying to explain the girls, like, oh, like Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. And they're like, no.
It's actually way more. I hate that when, like, you have an inside joke with someone and someone tries to, like, figure out what it is. And they're low-key right. And you're like, no.
Yeah.
It's actually way more complicated and difficult. And you could never understand because you weren't there.
And they were absolutely right. A shout out to you guys in the chat. A lot of people were like, they do not want to see Ravi as a zombie. Billy Jean Girl 24 said Liv was pulling off the red hair.
She did look good.
She looked really, really good. Maddie Fernandez says, yes, Malcolm in those shirts. I agree with you. Ivan Soto, shout out to you. Ivan's one that says, I don't want to see Zombie. I mean, Ravi as a zombie.
I like Ravi as a zombie.
Me too, yeah.
I do too, but I do like that he didn't eat the brain. Like, I like, because I liked, like you said, her annoying him and him trying to figure out, like, girl, and then him and Clive realizing that they're codependent people.
Yeah.
So I like that.
Because I think, obviously, Clive had his own
Oh, Lord.
Woes to, and we'll talk about that in a second, but Clive had his own woes he had to deal with. But it would have been kind of funny to see if they were codependent together and then Clive had to deal with both of them.
That would have been awesome.
I thought that would have been fun.
I would like to see both of them on a brain at the same time. It's like a really extreme personality.
Yeah.
Just to see how they play off of each other.
That would be awesome. Yeah. I'm laughing because someone in the chat kind of said what I feel like we've kind of been saying. Ivan Soto said, aside from the discrimination storyline, I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's wrap up the murder. So, yeah. Who done it? The boyfriend.
Yeah, Ronaldo.
Ronaldo. But at first they thought it was like the jealous couple who was like also really creepy and weird.
Yeah. They were like,
okay, let's. They were like, what's that movie?
the battle on the dance floor.
Yeah.
They're like, let's be roommates. And I feel like every time they talk, they would just dance.
I know.
So I'm like, it had to be them. But then when you find out it's Ronaldo, and I get it. I mean, I don't get it. You shouldn't kill anybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, his partner was taken away from him because she was so codependent, and I guess he felt like he had to, it was for her. The poison was for her, but remember, she gave him the juice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So like he said, he's like, I apologize. I didn't mean for him to get hurt.
But then he offed himself.
Right.
Like, bruh, come on. I ain't going down for no double murder now.
But I was thinking, okay, so he just admitted that he killed him, so he's just going to freely walk to go to jail?
Bye.
But he's like, no.
I will say it was very, like, one note, so it took me a second. I was like, oh, wait, did he just confess to killing? Because at first I was like, oh.
It was fast.
I was like, he's dead. Who did that?
Yes.
And then I was like, oh, he did that.
Right. I only realized it because they kept looking at, because he was, like, aggressively drinking that bottle. But I'm like, wait, did he just confess? Because I think it happened so fast.
Yeah, it did.
And then he's like, yeah, no, I'm dead.
I think it didn't hit until you said something, because I honestly thought, or maybe it was you, Drew, because I thought that I was like, oh my God, they're going to have a part two next week. We're going to find out who killed everybody. And then I was like, wait a minute. Okay, never mind.
Maddie Fernandez in the chat said, yeah, he did the whole Romeo and Juliet and drank the cyanide. Ooh.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's tough. Can't be killing people, bro.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean, juicing makes me want to kill people.
I love juicing, but you're right.
So I was just like, this is relatable content for me, at least. Our boy Clive, you know,
Clive.
He's just out here living.
He's living his best life.
He's trying. Because what's worse than being in birthing class with your wife and your old piece comes in with a pregnant belly and is due almost exactly to the date that y'all last got jiggy with it?
Maury says, when it comes to 2-year-old.
You are the
lie detector test determined you are not the father. That is so awkward.
Oh,
yeah, because I will say, I will give it to Dale for how she handled it. Even her little, like, frustration she had there for a second, I was like, you are very calm.
Seriously.
Baby, I don't know. I might have to hit Clive.
Right?
Yeah, like... Yeah, her initial reaction to her finding out that she's pregnant and she was there by herself, way too calm. Like, I feel like probably trying to be the bigger person, but I'm just like, okay, what is this?
You're a better person than me.
Yeah,
I've been like, you sure?
Right. And then I also got kind of confused. I wrote this down because I didn't realize that when you can't, I know a lot of people know nowadays you can do a paternity test while you're still pregnant, but she was saying that it can cause unnecessary harm to the baby, and I didn't.
It can. So like you can ask for the test, but one of the risks is it can actually cause harm.
Yeah.
So that's why people usually, some people want to do it while they're pregnant and some people wait until they give birth.
Because it penetrates basically the sac that the baby is in, it penetrates it and there can be a lot of like complications from doing that. So.
Got it.
Yeah, I'm like, y'all got 3 months. You might as well just wait.
Wait it out.
And then get the Maury blood test and call it a day.
Honestly, though, her ex-boyfriend's name is Shane. I never met a black man named Shane, so I'm just saying that baby either going to be light or that baby going to be chocolatey. And
we going to know who the father is.
Free paternity test.
There you go. Solved. Thank you for coming to the Eyes on Me panel. We solved this for you. But no, that is so awkward because they haven't had a conversation in 6 months.
Yeah.
So imagine her just walking in with the belly and you're like, what? In the same class of you and your wife? So I like Dale, she's good because me and him would have had a talk for
real. My shoe and him would have had a talk.
And then even at the end when they became like, I guess, partners in the class, By the way, can I just say side note? The teacher, petty. I did not like her.
I'm like, are you discriminating on single mothers?
Right.
She was like, you're making my job harder. I would be like, you want to know what's making my job harder? Your bangs. So what's up?
She's like, again? Single again?
Right. Like,
whoa, bitch.
Yeah, like, that was a little much. Yeah.
Like, first of all, ma'am, you're dressed like a Disney Channel star from 2003. I don't know why you're being so rude.
Chill out. This is interesting, though, because this is the last season. So, like, I feel like they'll probably push this whole baby storyline to the end. So, I am interested to know, like, if this is his baby, what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. If it's not, like, you know, because they brought Michelle back for a reason, or maybe they just did it to make an interesting storyline. Yeah. Because it is very interesting.
Clyde's too happy right now.
Right. They're like, no, we need to pin something to destroy all of this.
I feel like I guess it would be an interesting storyline, but my thing is, like, with Michelle, I mean, her character to me is just kind of boring. So yeah. I feel like that now that she's pregnant, it's like, okay.
Yeah. I did like her. I did like their relationship. I just feel like him and Dale are just so, like, just like, yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
They're cute. They need
to be together.
They mesh well.
Maybe they could be, like, sister wives.
Hey, I want to say, we could do a whole poly thing and live in one house.
They'd be a really attractive family.
Very.
But is there a movie?
I would like to see it.
All cops? Come on.
Wait, yes.
Seriously. Wasn't there a show? I've never seen it, but there's a show called Big Love where it's like.
Yeah.
It was like the guy had a bunch of wives.
Yes.
Okay, so that's yeah.
Them.
They got reality shows on it now.
The Squad.
That's that. Right. The Squad.
Coming to CW in fall.
Boop, boop. It's the sound of the police.
So let's talk about.
Interesting.
Discrimination.
Yeah, there was a lot.
When we were watching the whole zombie thing, I looked at Nikki and Shantia and I said, are zombies supposed to be black people?
Yeah, we were like, I'm like, I feel like renegading her crew, like the Underground Railroad. And because when they said that coyotes all humans, I'm like, okay, so this is like the Underground Railroad.
Yeah.
And the white folks who from the north who were helping the black people escape, and they're discriminating in the school against zombies who are supposed to be black people.
Right.
It was just like, make it make sense, Lauren. But I did like that they were, I did like that, you know, because when Jordan was shot last episode, I was like, oh, she has little brothers. I hope we find out what happens to them.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to see that, like, they're going to be taken care of because they're now staying with Liv. It was really sad, though, when he raged out and he was just like, he just wanted y'all to stop messing with him.
Seriously. I got a little emotional because it's like, leave the baby alone. It's like people, you keep poking the bear, You guys are doing these random zombie checks. Like, how do you think they're supposed to react?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They're upset. Like, that's like discriminate, like how we get discriminated against all the time in all different areas of people who do get discriminated against. You keep doing things, of course we're going to react and be like, fam, leave us alone. So I got a little emotional. He's like, I just leave me alone. You guys are the real animals. I'm like, oh, okay. This is
But of course, since he went zombie mode, he's looked at as a bad guy. So.
Yeah. But I did like that at Baron's, like, memorial that they find out that he was a human. And they're like, you kind of see, like, it all kind of together.
I like that because I didn't want them to be angry and just, like, because, you know, he was ready to kill all the humans. Mm-hmm. So I like that the other kids were like, yeah, no, they sacrificed their lives for us. So for them to understand, like, okay, there are good people here.
Yeah.
I just had to deal with really bad people at my school. But these humans are here to help me.
Yeah.
So I thought that was
But I think it's very interesting how iZombie is subtly addressing, like, I feel like what we're kind of seeing in the current state. Because what's her face? The blonde lady is very much like a knockoff, like Meghan McCain, Tommy Lauren type. Because they even mentioned her in this episode. Well, so-and-so said, you know, that we need to do this to protect our children. And it's just like this idea that, like, you have to be careful when you have a platform of what you say because, you know, people can take your ignorance and it can spread like wildfire and people can get hurt. And, you know, we saw that these little boys were left without their big sister who was their provider. And, you know, they were getting bullied and, like, something bad could have happened because you chose to be ignorant and spread hate.
Exactly. Yeah.
So don't
Sounds like
it.
Today. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Because hate is what? Dumb. So that's kind of that was
pretty much the show. It was a lot of fun dancing. Liv looked amazing in that red wig.
She did.
I sometimes forget what she looks like. I was like, oh my gosh, she looks like herself from Lovely Bones. Like, I forget that she's not a zombie in real life, and she does not look like that. But This was one of my favorite episodes.
It was very much like all the things I feel like we love about iZombie. I was worried with the first two episodes. Not that they weren't good episodes. I just was like, I really hope it doesn't get too... Because last season got very serious.
It did.
And I wanted this season to, since it's the final one, I wanted to have a few more laughs and like, you know, see the iZombie that we know.
And we love and we grew to love.
And we got that tonight.
So I just, before we go any further, I guess I'll do some like fan shout outs in the chizat. Thank you guys so much for always tuning in with us. You guys are amazing, dropping facts and knowledge, talking about the comics, like educating us as best as possible. So I appreciate you guys. So I'm just going to say quick hellos. Shout out to Big Face Hunnits. I said hundreds, but it's hundreds. Sorry. Hunnits. Ivan Soto. Shout out to Billie Jean Girl 24. Maddie Fernandez. Who else we got up in here? You guys are lit, having like an amazing conversation. Drop us a note and I will give you guys a shout out. But pretty much everyone I shouted out, they are here having an amazing conversation. So I just wanted to say hi. Thank you. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the thumbs up. Thank you for the subscriptions. But if you guys are on YouTube, make sure you guys give us a thumbs up. And if you're on SoundCloud, make sure you guys give us 5 stars. And now we are also on Spotify. Thank you so much.
Yes, you guys got options.
Yeah,
make sure. The chat is live.
Listen to my fire mixtape on SoundCloud. Why are you there? Just kidding. I don't have one. Let's hop into... One time for Jamaica. Okay. Wrong show.
Pull up. Okay, I'm done.
Me too. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to start speaking patois here.
Man.
Maybe one day. Let's hop into our segments.
Yeah.
We did this last season. We weren't sure if we were going to be able to do it this season because of how last season ended. But we got some brain food.
Yes.
And tonight's was some... Pico de Gallo.
For those who can't see us and can only hear the... That's the three of us trying to attempt to salsa.
Yeah, as we're sitting down.
Yeah.
And those who can see us, sorry.
Y'all lucky I'm not standing up. I'm
killing up in here. Dancing with the salsa.
I was excited just because...
It looked delicious.
It actually did look good.
It looked good.
Because when we leave here, I'm going right across the street to one of the most amazing places where they have burritos and everything, and I'm hopping one.
You know what? I think subliminally, that's why I got our lovely engineer, Steph, grabbed me dinner, and I got a steak burrito. And I think it's because we were watching that. And I was like,
damn, that looks good.
That sounds amazing.
So brain food, I'm happy to see brain food back.
Me too.
It looks really, really good. And it looks like a shrimp-like... The brain looks delicious.
I know. I just want to, like, I want to know what they make the brain out of. I think we agreed it was, like, gelatin, probably.
Yeah.
But I want to try it. Maybe we'll do that for, like, the season finale.
Let's do some brain food.
We'll do some brain food. You guys in the chat, or if you're listening, comment what your favorite brain food's been from the series, and maybe we'll recreate it or something. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm feeling a little Martha Stewart-y. So, let's do our zombie facts segment. Zombies, you know, people believe them to be real. Zombies have popped up in many ways of
they are real.
Of culture. They are real. I think my neighbor's one. But today's zombie facts is a little bit different.
Ooh.
If you're a Game of Thrones fan,
I think that's all of us.
2 weeks ago, one of the baddest zombies, I feel like, in the game. The Night King was defeated by our girl Arya and Home Shane.
Gang, gang.
But fans are not happy about this season of Game of Thrones. It is over 50,000 signatures to rewrite season
eight
of Game of Thrones. To that I say, fan fiction, guys.
It's not real, y'all.
It's not real.
And I'm a fan. And I know the writers, like Dan, and I forgot the other writer's name, are probably like, we're tired.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for 10 years.
I don't want to do this no more.
Why we're getting this season again, because they're like, enough!
But seriously, you made us wait 2 years for 6 episodes. I know we're not going to get all into it, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Two years, 6 episodes.
Not me, because I just binged it all in February, so...
You finished it?
Yeah, girl. I'm a new fan. I binged the whole 7 season. I got sick.
She wasn't in a decade with us.
Yeah, I got sick. I wasn't that because I was like, I'm not. I didn't like the show when I first started watching it years ago. Mm-hmm. Got sick, pulled up, started watching it in February, and I binged all 7 seasons. I did not leave my house like a crazy person. And now I'm caught up with you guys, and shout out to the zombies.
Yeah, but I wanted to shed some light on you know,
the Night King, man.
The Night King. He went out like I don't know.
A real G.
Like a real G.
It's my favorite zombie so far. Shout out to his gang. The Night King.
his sergeants were laid. They got
the hair.
They got the Just For Me relaxer.
Listen, I just cut off all my hair, but that hair like laid
bundles.
To the
ground.
Seriously.
Shout out to them.
But that was sleek.
Very, very cool representation of some me. Zombies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is our...
Just For Me, is it for kids?
Yes. The Night King and the White Walkers aren't picky, Shantier. They get what they can get.
I see.
But that is our spotlight on some zombies. You know, people are not happy with the fallout of good old Night King. Get over it.
Thank God it's fake.
It's over on Sunday.
Stop.
Seriously. It's all done.
Bye-bye.
Use those 50 signatures.
Dan Weiss is like, good night.
Use the 50,000 signatures and fight for women's rights.
Okay. Pull up. How
anyway,
about that?
That is our zombie segment of the week. Let's hop into some news and gossip.
Yay!
That was good. That was perfect.
Speaking of Game of Thrones, this Robbie said that this has been the best season yet. I'm sorry, Robbie. I don't agree with you.
You're so beautiful.
Hashtag let's argue. Seriously.
You're so beautiful and so wrong.
Right. You're so wrong, Robbie.
He said it's the best season?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's strictly his opinion. But I was like, no, I don't agree with that. But so there's been a little bit of controversy this week with Robbie.
Oh, yeah.
AKA Raul. I'm not sure if you heard.
I've been watching
it. So I'm actually going to read this to you guys. So he made a tweet that said, "No woman I have ever been with has enjoyed sex. They just seem bored and quiet. Sometimes they giggle when I undress, but otherwise disinterested. Women don't enjoy sex. Facts." Can I tell you, he has been getting dragged. And anybody that follows Raul knows that he is, like, knows his personality.
He's mocking another tweet that went viral.
Seriously.
And I don't think people... He's mocking because someone tweeted about, obviously, there's some, you know... The country's changing, y'all, and there's some abortion bans because we're going back to 1940. And someone said that they've never had sex with a woman who enjoyed themselves. Ooh. And I don't think, but he meant it like seriously.
Right.
And I don't think he realized what he said. And Raul was making a joke
of it.
In
front of him, yeah.
And then tweeted it. Because
he's the best personality. He's super sarcastic.
He does. And I guess people miss the mark.
Oh, seriously. Lord. But it's one of those things where it's like people only care about what starts like some sort of controversy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People don't really care about the truth as long as it's entertaining. So I feel like with that, when people can like lash at him for his comment and not really take into consideration that is his personality. He has a lot of it. He's funny. He's always joking. And even his responses to people are still funny.
He's amazing. I love him.
It's like...
And he's hot. Yeah.
He is hot.
And British.
People start to talk about his ethnicity, just all this stuff.
It's crazy.
Just being racist, and it's just crazy to me.
Ignorant.
But
yes, Maddie, you're right. She says Raul loves trolling. He's like the king of trolling.
So it's like if you really follow him, like his real fans.
He's one of my favorite people.
We know, Robbie. We
hey,
got you.
Everyone, this is me mocking misogynist, satire,
not
real.
Really a joke.
Like, and I hate that people have to now explain themselves. I hate that.
This is a sensitive culture, I'm telling you. It was so obvious
when he was doing it and his responses, and people were just like very wild, but we got you, Raul.
We
love you.
You are funny.
We on your side.
Yeah, we love you. We'd love for you to come in. Yeah.
Seriously, hey, be a guest.
Yeah, you've been faving my tweets.
Ooh, so come on down, Raul.
So basically, you guys are like best friends. Okay, got it.
Yeah, basically.
So I got a couple other things. So real quick, David Anders is. I found out he's a Trailblazers fan, so I just want to let you know. David, if you're watching Dub Nation, we dominated tonight.
Ooh,
so we're gonna keep. I'm from Northern California.
Okay.
So I mean, I gotta represent for the Warriors. So I'm sorry, guys. Don't hate me.
Shantier said, "Square up."
Pull up. Okay.
Pull up.
Rose McIver, Liv.
Yes.
I didn't know that she was booed up.
Oh, who's her boo?
Who's her man?
Yeah.
Woman's. Person's.
Anyone's.
So I'm like a bit of a stalker. I found him. His name is George. Last name,
George.
Is it Byrne? Byrne? He actually, I don't think he's a singer. He's an artist. But his Instagram page is so cool. It's really pretty, really colorful. But he has a song called Stars and Stripes. It was actually on last week's episode.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You better have your boo on your show.
You better, girl. You better.
Love
it. Put your man on.
And I think I talked about last week that Clive directed one of the episodes. I think this may have been it because he was just so like.
Yeah. I feel like his shirts get tighter every
week. Malcolm, I know what you're doing. They're getting tighter and tighter. We love to look at it.
We like your muscles. Speaking of Malcolm, he had tweeted that yesterday was a 10-year anniversary of a film that he directed. It was his first feature film called A True Story. So that's pretty dope. Yes. I mean, I know he's been directing for that long, so that's pretty cool.
Pretty awesome.
Congrats to you. And then last but not least, of course, Ali and AJ still on tour.
Yeah.
They got 35 shows left.
I'm like, my gosh.
That's insane. But they're killing it. Again, AliandAJ.com, tickets. I'm like, literally, like, promo. Like, seriously.
I love them.
But you can always, like, go to their website to get tickets, of course. I thought this was really interesting. They have booths set up at every city. To support the Trevor Project.
Aww.
And so for people that don't know what the Trevor Project is, it's a nonprofit organization that started in 1998. And it's, I know that they focus on suicidal prevention amongst the LGBTQ community. And it's a hotline you can call and you can actually talk to trained professionals. So they had those tents set up at their shows. I thought that was really dope. And they were saying that they know that they have a lot of supporters. And so they really want to just make sure that they're giving back and they want to help.
Yeah, their new music video is hot.
I love them. They're so beautiful.
They are.
Maddie Fernandez says that Malcolm's episode that he directs is episode 6.
Oh.
Okay.
Look, you told me.
As I say, each one teach one. You guys always educate. So thank y'all
much. No, thank you so much. Yeah, so we'll make sure we watch. Well, obviously we'll watch it, but we'll make sure we shout them out.
Yes.
Well, thanks for the news, girls.
The tidbits. I love it.
Well, let's hop into some predictions.
Predictions.
I almost said news and gossip. And now, AfterBuzz TV. It's been a long day.
Predictions.
All right. Shantia, do you want to go?
Sure. I don't really have. I don't know. The only thing I wrote down was that I feel like with. Something's gonna happen with the kids. I feel like that because Baron died with the saving those three kids, and then Jordan's brothers. I think it's Michael and Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
Came. I don't know. I feel like that maybe like the kids are gonna have like a significant like impact on kind of bringing maybe people back. I don't know. Kind of bringing the community back together as far as with the humans and the zombies. And the reason why I think that too is because when. Michael kind of just went all zombie rage on the other kid. He stated that he wanted to start killing zombies now. But then when he saw that Baron was a human and saved three of the zombies, I saw like look in his face where he had a change of heart. So I'm thinking, I wonder if they're going to do something with the kids, maybe bringing them together. So that's mine.
Okay. I don't really have predictions, but I would love to read the predictions from the fans. Let's see. Big Face Hunted said, I think Major and Liv will get back together. Maddie Fernandez, which I love this. Mine's is that Liv goes full Professor X and starts a school of zombies.
Yes.
Ivan says, Liv will not take the cure. Maddie said, I predict that more of Veronica Mars actors will die. that's it. Let me think. I think it's definitely gonna be something with the kids because now we got the kids that Baron saved and now we have these two little ones. And I would love to see the whole Liv thing, like where she's like renegade, like a mother of like a protector in like a school for the young zombies. And I think the end of this, everyone's gonna come to an agreement and we're gonna all love each other and we're gonna all get along and we ain't gonna hurt nobody. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Wait, I think I have one quick one.
Do it.
Can we do the one with about Clyde? Do we think he's the baby daddy?
I kind of hope so, just for drama in it because it's the last season. But I don't think that he is.
I don't think he is,
but I want him to be.
Yeah. I'm a messy bitch that lives for drama.
Michelle's like, oops, I guess it is Shane's.
Whoopsie. Did I do that?
Sorry for the drama I've caused in your relationship. Now I'm leaving.
Wait, I totally missed this. What is happening?
That's Michelle.
That's Michelle and her new diabolical voice that we've given her.
That's Joanne the Scammer's voice.
Yeah, it's actually Joanne the Scammer, who we love. My prediction, I really like Maddie Fernandez's prediction about the school and everything. I think that would be dope. I think that's very fulfilling for Liv as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm here for it. I would like to see it.
I'd like to see it.
Monique voice.
Okay. I'd also like to see more brain food.
Bring on the more brain food. Next week looks interesting. It looks like it's going to get tense. Mm-hmm. But it also looks like we're still going to have some funny stuff. So
yes,
I'm here for it. But we will have to wait until next week. Until next time, where can they find you guys?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sean Tierra.
Thank you guys for pulling up in the chat. You can follow me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And if you like reality TV, I know it's a far fetch. You can catch me on Sunday on our sister channel, Black Hollywood Live. I do a really cool show called Back to Reality.
And I'm Drew Jones. If you like talking about, I don't know, anything, you can slide to the DMs at okay, Drew J. Until next time, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
I'm tired.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.